The Department of Veterans Affairs does not endorse or officially sanction any entities that may be discussed in this podcast, nor any media products or services they may provide. Hello, and welcome to the Intern Podcast here with the Department of Digital Media Engagement. My name is Shannon Moran, and I am an intern and executive team leader here with DME. I help run multiple podcasts within our platforms and host this one as well. We work really hard to make sure that you, the listener, get to learn more about what we do here within our DME intern program, your fellow interns, and hopefully you can learn some more about the other departments that we have within our program and maybe compel you to apply if you are not an intern with us. With that being said, I hope you enjoy. Today I have Duncan. Both of his parents are artists, and he is a Swiss-American citizen that started out in community college before taking time off to save up for university, and he now attends Portland State. He works in a pretty wide array of areas such as art, education, and food service. He plans to graduate and pursue a master's degree in Berlin. He's a European studies major, and he wants to work in international affairs or PR, preferably in Germany. Hi, how are you today, Duncan? We're so excited to have you.
I'm doing great, actually. Yeah, thank you.
You are a European studies major?
Yeah, that's correct.
And so how did you decide on that field?
My mother's from Switzerland, you know, and I always wanted to eventually do some work out in Europe. And after doing some traveling, I ended up in Berlin out there, and I just really fell in love with the city, and I decided I really wanted to try to go to school and work out there. So when I came back, I changed my major from econ to European studies to kind of give me a little bit of a background to help pursue a master's degree in Berlin. So like my European studies major comes with some aspects of European politics, history, and then also language.
Right. So what languages do you speak then?
So I speak, my German is okay. I used to speak it when I was younger with my mother, but since then I've a bit fallen off. So I'm taking classes for it again for my major.
That's awesome. So what exactly do you do for the Department of Veterans Affairs?
So I am department officer for Twitter outreach. So I help out with the organization of articles to be tweeted out by the VA Twitter account, as well as like a few other aspects.
So what does it mean to be a department officer as opposed to being a regular intern?
I have slightly more responsibility, and I try to take some of the burden off of our department head, now ELT, who just does the work of about 10 people. A little more responsibility. I help transfer articles and decide what's appropriate and what's not, rather than just posting and scheduling them to tweet.
That's fantastic. So how did you find out about the internship?
I got an email from the head of my department at Portland State. Immediately started researching it, and I was like, I was kind of blown away. I was like, this is so cool. Like, I would love to be a part of this. I guess this isn't really exactly the question, but I also I hit up my friend who has worked like a number of these similar internships, and he kind of walked me through the steps on how to best apply, which I think really helped.
That's awesome. So how long have you been an intern with us?
About 17 days now.
What are you most excited about for this internship?
A lot, honestly. I mean, I really enjoy the events that we're doing, the Making Connections Monday and the Resume Friday. I think that's really exciting. Also, just what the experience here can lead to for me is equally exciting.
What would you like the experience here to lead to for you?
Something in the industry that I want to pursue rather than a job in the restaurant industry, or you know, something that I can work on while going to school that actually builds towards the career that I would like for myself.
What is that career?
So yeah, I would love to be in PR, or ideally I would love to work in Germany dealing with America, either on like a client level or on a public relations level. I would love to just be a go-between for the countries, and I could use my experience in both cultures.
What has been your favorite project so far?
I gotta say, I'm really excited to be on the podcast, you know, like I'm very much looking forward to going and hearing my voice when it comes out. I don't think I've heard a recording of myself since I was like 7 years old.
It's a little weird. The first time you're going to be like, is this what I sound like? And now I've gotten used to it, but it has definitely taken a while.
Okay. That's what I was kind of a little bit dreading, but like, you know, I think it'll be interesting.
My first episode I ever did, I made everybody in my life listen to my episode before I could listen to it. I needed other people to tell me if I sounded bad, whatever. It took me a long time to be able to listen to episodes and interviews that I've recorded.
I totally get that. Yeah.
What has been your favorite thing about the internship so far? You've completed the onboarding process. You're on Slack. What's been your favorite thing?
I mean, I was really excited to get made Twitter DO. I have some experience with the software, you know, Salesforce, Trello, etc. And the old ELT Atifa vouched for me and said that she thinks that I would be formidable. I'm excited to get some more responsibility, you know.
It is fantastic how quickly within this program you can move up.
Yeah.
And how you can be promoted. You know, I moved from onboarding to ELT in less than 48 hours.
Yeah. It's pretty exciting, right?
It's really cool, unlike most other internships.
Yeah, it is. It's very fluid, it feels like.
Right. So most people, myself included, would think Twitter intern. Mm-hmm. You sit there and you write tweets. Mm-hmm. Like what? But I know there's so much more that goes into that. So walk me through what that process might look like.
Compared to Facebook and Instagram, I guess on the Twitter side, we're looking for a little bit more of a personal outreach. We want to actually touch people's lives a little bit, because a lot of our followers are either veterans or journalists, and people that have kind of a vested interest in the things that we're tweeting out. So we're looking for articles and things to post that people can genuinely connect with, rather than just smile at, I guess. I don't know. Whatever you do on Instagram. Yeah.
that's really important work genuinely, because it helps people better understand what we do and how the resources at the VA can assist them in their lives.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So what are your goals for the internship when you finish this in however many months?
I want to build up my responsibilities here a bit, just by showing that I'm capable. And then, I don't know, hopefully be able to transition my work here into something adjacent, something similar, maybe something in media or PR, maybe another internship. I hope this solidifies me as a responsible, capable adult, you know?
Yeah. All right. That's awesome. You know, the most important part of internships is, you know, we do the work
most of the time for free. Mm-hmm. In return, we try to learn all these skills that we can take for our next jobs. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of the trade-off in this situation.
Yeah.
So I know you want to get your master's degree in Berlin. What is kind of next for you after, I know you said you want to work with between the US and Germany. But what's life after the internship? What do you want to do, going forward?
So I have a little over a year left, in my degree here. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to compress my language course into one summer quarter, where I can take all three German credits that I need right away to graduate a bit earlier. And then I am most likely going to buy a ticket to go to Berlin. I have some friends out there that I'll probably stay with for a bit. Then I'll try to find a job, work on my German while I'm there. And then at that time, start applying to schools. There's a few that I've already talked to, and being a dual citizen actually helps me a lot in the application process. But I want to get out there and get situated first. Just see which way I want to go at that point. But I would love to go. I'd love to do my master's in like communication or business management or something a little more specialized than European studies.
Right. So how has COVID impacted this experience for you? And as far as planning out, the next 2, 3, 4 years and internships and all that kind of stuff, how has it, derailed some of your plans or changed them or impacted you in that way?
So it hasn't, my plans are not so messed up, but it's absolutely destroyed any sort of schedule and my any sort of work on self-discipline I had before. I mean, not exactly, but before all of this, I was in the gym 5 days a week. I had a schedule. I was in bed at a certain time, awake at a certain time. I was eating at a certain time. Everything was going so great. And then, this COVID thing happened and I spent the last like freaking 5 months, inside, not going to the gym, I mean, I've still managed to stay productive, but it's ruined. It's really hard to maintain a schedule now,
right,
with, how many things are unavailable, I feel like.
Right. So what have you then learned from this time that you'll be able to apply to careers and just life moving forward?
I mean, a lot of communication skills, like I'm communicating with people on Trello, Slack, email, Reddit, probably I wouldn't have looked for this internship online if it wasn't for COVID, I probably would have looked for something in person, but it's given me a really great boost in terms of online communication. And I assume that in the future, a lot more business is going to be done online because of this pandemic.
So what is your advice to either a brand new intern that maybe wants more responsibility or someone, who's looking at applying to this internship or doesn't know how it might apply to their career path? Any of those things.
This internship has a lot of moving pieces, a lot of interns. It's pretty fast moving. So just trust yourself, and even if you're not totally sure that you're doing the right thing, just do the work anyways, and just make sure you're moving forward. And sooner or later, you're gonna realize that you actually know what you're doing.
That's pretty much I think how all of us are going through life right now as well. Especially as college students. I know that's kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny. But so what is, tell me a fun fact about yourself as we start to kind of wrap this up.
I love to cook, I guess.
What's your specialty?
I do some really good fried chicken. Let's see, what have I been cooking lately? I do a really good sauteed kale pasta with vodka sauce. I like that a lot. What have I been cooking a lot? I've been eating a lot of salads lately, honestly, not super interesting. But I love to cook. Especially I like Japanese food too.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your day for this, Duncan. This was really fun.
Thank you for tuning in to the DME Interns podcast. We hope you learned something about your fellow interns, more about our program, and that you come back and listen to us soon. Have a great rest of your day.